Okay, so yesterday we read through the Gemara carefully, and we noted that, you know, if you read through the Gemara carefully, you're left with a million and a half questions, such as, right, so just to review, remember the first stage of the Gemara is, why is watering water on Shemitah? It's either Zorea or it is Choresh. It isn't Zorea and Choresh Asur, even though the Gemara hides from you the fact that Choresh might not be Asur. Well, we don't know, because later on it says that there's machloket whether Choresh should get Malkut, which, of course, itself can be subdivided into either it is Mutter or it is Asur Midoraisa, but... Okay. But not as a Malacha, maybe as an Asay or something, right? But, you know, we don't deal with that, even though it's not in the Pasuk. But the Gemara says, okay, watering should be Asur, because obviously Choresh is Asur, even though Choresh is not maybe Asur. Okay, then the Gemara says, well, you know, possibly one is only mutter because Shemitah is Derabana. Now, what is it saying? Is it saying that watering is mutter, even though it's a Zoray? Is it saying Zoray is mutter? That can't be, right? Is it saying that water, that Choresh is mutter? Well, maybe, but that doesn't seem to be going on now because it goes on later. Right, so as we said, Zoraya's mutter is out. Watering is mutter, even though it is part of Zoraya. Why? Who knows? Right? Yeah. The Gemara doesn't explain. Maybe Tircha, maybe Hefsid, only if you think it's parallel to Moed, which admittedly is the context in the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't actually explain itself, so, you know, fine. Maybe some other new reason, or maybe it's parallel, who knows? Right? And then we noted that, right, so after you get through that stage in the Gemara, the Gemara introduces a whole bunch of other malachot, right, which the Gemara then says, ha, they are, just kidding, they are derabanan. Now, of course, the problem is that hidden in those derabanans are some of them, which are literally the exact same as other malachot, some of which are asr, some of which are mutter. And you said, wait, how could it be asr and mutter? The answer is yes. And Mordechai said, wait, is it possible that it's different between grapes and other ones? That's impossible, right? No, that's what the Chazanish thinks. Chazanish thinks, obviously, that's what's going on. And, you know, spoilers, his answer is, what's the difference? I don't know. Malachot are different, slightly. And all it takes is a little different for it to be different. Thank you. That's actually what he says.
Oh, really?
Yes. Would you? Okay. You don't believe me. You think that I'm making this up. No. That is basically...
I'd like to think that.
No. Okay, here. I will, just to get you an idea of the type of conversation you actually get here. Second. Here. I will read you the Chazon Ish. Ha'avodot mishtanot bishinui kal. Malachot change, even with a slight change. Kegon charisha havi'av. Plowing is an av. Chafira v'idur, which as we saw are the same as charisha, just for smaller quantities or something. Toladot, they're usur, but as toladot. K'mo chen hazimur shel shar ilanot chaluk mizimur hagefen. Pruning other trees is different than grape trees. Mitzad tiv avodato, because of the nature of their work. Nimtzei, so you nimtzad you see the mitzirat kolinot lavodilan deraita v'lokin aleha. V'cheniyat kolinot deraita v'alchito chavanim derabanan. And therefore, bitzira, right, harvesting of every other tree is deraita, just like it is by gefen. But maybe planting other trees is deraita, but cutting off branches is derabanan. Daraisa by grapes and Darabanan everywhere else. Yes, this is actually what he says. Right. And his justification is because things change easily and therefore there are differences.
Right.
So, but that was the major problem that we had in all of these, is that some of them, besides for the general problem, right.
In the middle, the Gemara had said, wait a second, maybe Avot are Asur, but Toladot are Mutter. And watering is Zoreya or Choresh, but it's a Tolada. And therefore, it's Usher. Obviously, within that framework, we have to ask, why is Shemitah different than Shabbat, where in Shabbat, Tolada are Usher, and by Shemitah, it is Mutter. Right? And then the Gemara says, but wait a second, even some of these things themselves, like with Kashkesh, there are Mutter and there are Usher ones. And he says, yes, it's if it's Le'ivruye, if it is to make it better,
then it is usur. If it is l'ukme, it's to maintain it, using the Gemara as language in Avodah Zarah, it is mutter. And of course, we said, well, there are gray zones. What if, like watering, which is actually the case that we started with, it is both l'ukme and l'ivruye. It both is necessary to keep it alive, but in the process will also make it better. Just, is that okay? Well, presumably it is, but is that true always? Is it only when you don't have a choice? Does it depend on intent? What if, and what is l'ukme? Is l'ukme to maintain it? Is it to prevent destruction? Right? Are those the same thing? As we'll see in the Yerushalmi, it might or might not be the same, and that's a machloket rishonim, acharonim, because the Yerushalmi.
It should depend on how often you water it, no?
Maybe.
So are avos and toldo created by, is the av created by what it says in the Torah, or what's done like as a standard in the...
That's a good question, what an av is, right? Because it doesn't say in the Torah, none of the malachot says in the Torah except for eighth.
Right.
So, right? And remember, the only malacha that's said in the Torah is Eish. And what does the Gemara say about Eish?
It's
a machloket, whether it's a malacha at all. Correct. Because either it came out to teach you about another malacha, or to teach you that it's not a malacha. Very good. So, you know. So none of them are there. So what's the difference between the av and the tzalah? That's a very good question. It's not clear. It's not clear. So it's a machloket. Tosfot alone has multiple formulations.
Oh.
If you just read Tosfot in all the parallel sugyot, beginning of Bava Kamma, Sugya and Shabbos, there are other parallel sugyas, but even if you just focus on those two tests, you would come up to a different shita.
How do we establish what are the avs when we ava?
Well, I was nice to you, but if you notice, there is a harchava on this. If you notice, right, I didn't give you that, right? But. Right? You see, whenever there's that means that there's a separate file.
dedicated to it.
Would you like me to... You know what? I'll take I'll 2 minutes on it.
Okay.
I'll tell you, okay? Right? So our Gemara says that maybe the Avod or Asur are not the Toladot, but the Gemara doesn't say what's an Av and what is a Tolada. So Rashi does claim what you just said, right, which is avot d'shvit, zviyo k'tir z'mira b'tira d'chtivan, at least in the context of Shemitah, he says, an av are those in the pasuk, toladot sharavodot shebesadeh v'kerem, and toladot are the other things that are not in the pasuk. The Rambam here says something weird, which is, no, z'mira b'chal z'ria, right, z'mira, which is in the pasuk, is a tolda, v'tira b'chal Ktira, and Bitsira, which is in the Pasuk, is also a Talata. Vilama partana katuv, but this seems to be the simple Pshat of Gemara. Lomar lacha al shtei talodot elu buvadu chayev al shar talodot shavod haaretz im shar avodot shavod barash v'nyan zeh eno lokai lehen. To tell you that these talodot you get malkos for, right? But then you'd have to say, well, then what makes an av and what's a talada? Not clear. Presumably it's something more conceptual, like an av is like, I don't know, the conceptual...
The general platonic idea.
Yeah, something like that, right? Very hard to figure out exactly what it is. And again, you have to compare it to Avod and Toladot in other contexts.
So he doesn't give that clear...
I mean, that's not what he's doing in the Yad.
Is he a more, like, expansive version of Rashi? Like, does he go with that original idea of Rashi that it depends on if it's in the Torah and then based off of that?
No, because those are in the Torah.
No, but
still
there are other Avos that are not in the Torah.
Not in Shemitah, doesn't sound like it. No.
So it sounds like he would use Rashi, but also say even some of the things are...
I guess if you want to say it that way, that only things that are in the Torah are even potentially...
I think Rambam would also say that Tolbert can not be in the Torah too, so...
For sure.
Right. Yeah,
for sure, and those wouldn't be Chayev, right. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So if you just look at the end of page two,
those two opinions,
for now, I mean, no, but let's suffice with that.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so let's look at the bottom of the page, right? So what issues do we have to explain, at least, right? One is, right, this drasha of kol shebesedeh v'kerem, right? This overarching principle, which seems to be implicit in the Gemara, and we have to figure out what it means. We need to figure out what ivruye ilana is versus ukme ilana. Right, what it means to improve versus maintain, And we have to figure out, is it really what it sounds like by the end of this, that the number of things that are actually usher, right? We spent the whole year on Shemitah, all these big ideas about recognizing the land as God's and da-da-da-da. Does it really mean that that's limited to, on a Doris level, like 3-4 things you can't do, and then the rest, like, free for all, do whatever you want, right? Right? This is like, right, what we got to figure out, and then we can come back. Once we send out the principles, we can come and actually understand the moves it was making in the context of watering and the like, only once we've set out the principles that emerge. Okay, so now let's go back to basics. Okay, look at page 3. Okay, so what are the malachot that are d'oraisa? So, if I asked you right now, pause, what malachot are clearly d'oraisa? We've read the basic Gemara. Zoraya, good.
Betzira.
Maybe. Right. I mean, Betira is Asur. Is it Avar Tola that we don't know? But it's Asur.
Is there
right? Kitzira, right. Okay.
Maybe Harisha.
Harisha is a machloket. We don't know. Very good. It's a machloket in the Gemara. And?
Zmira.
Right. Zmira. Netia. Right. These are Doraisa. What about, what's definitely not?
Watering.
What else? You had a, just from what we saw, but you have a list.
Like all
the Kashkesh. Right, Lizabel, all those stuff, right? Okay, so here, watch this confusion. Here's Rashi commenting on the Pasuk. Top of page 3. Got it? Tishmitena me'avodag mura. Right? What does tishmitena means? Don't work it, right? Kigon harisha uzriya. Tishmitena means don't do full work. I don't know what that means, but like the real malacha. Unitashta, what does it mean to abandon it? Milizabel umilekashkesh.
You think they're right, so level?
Oh, very good. So, right, so the Ramban says, I'm sorry, did you miss the Gemara that we just read yesterday? I don't know. Did you miss that Gemara? I just read that Gemara, and that Gemara is impossible to understand. But what I did get out of it is that this is not Asur Midah Raisa, right?
So maybe he's
like, so what are you talking about? Isn't that what we just read in the Gemara? Beperek Mashkin the Charisha Zria Asur Rachmana Aval Talada Lo Asur Rachmana Vekulu Midrabana Gras Mashla Ba'Almahu Oy Vei. What are you doing? Okay, good. So how does Rashi read our Gemara? Someone give me options.
Well, you could say just
maybe he holds that all of them are Darabana nowadays because he says Darabana.
Well, his drasha could just be the smachta, not actual.
Very good. Meaning some version of what you're saying is you're right. It's Darabana, either because he's including the smachta or because Shmita Guzman says Darabana. So who cares to distinguish? That's a little bit weird in interpretation of the Torah, but okay, he does it right. It's also possible that, as we'll see,
he argues in the Gemara.
He's not going to argue in the Gemara. I mean, I guess in theory,
but somehow source. He says that.
But maybe Doraisa, right. But somehow it's Doraisa. How would it be Doraisa?
These are expansions of them.
Meaning, what are they not? They're not going to be a malacha, right? They're not going to be the primary, but they might be something else, right? They might be an assay. They might be something else, right? Okay. Right, so the two possibilities, you either say Rashi doesn't mean it's Doraisa, or he thinks Doraisa, but it's not Doraisa in the same way.
I don't
that the other ones
are. Those are basically. The Gemara doesn't say it's says it's not a Doraisa.
It's not a Malach. You don't get Malchus. Remember, we saw that, at least in the case of Harisha, it is Malchus. Right, so it's always possible that it's not a Malacha, but maybe Rashi includes it in the Drasha because it is something else. It has some biblical meaning. Okay?
How could it be an essay?
What we're going to see, right? That may or may not be what Rashi means, but okay. So, the Gur Aryeh, who's the Maharal's parish on Rashi, he says, first points first. He said, okay, first question on Ramban. Ramban said, did you read the Gemara? The answer to that question is yes. He's like, Rashi read the Gemara. Okay, in case you were wondering, Rashi read the Gemara. That is just, should be your assumption always, Rashi read the Gemara. Rashi wrote the most important parish on the Gemara ever. Rashi has read the Gemara. Okay? Good. We're clear on that? Okay. I agree with Maharal. Our starting assumption should be that Rashi was not ignorant of the Gemara. Okay? She says, Ein safek ki Rashi ra'a ha-Gemara. That's literally what it just says. Rashi saw the Gemara. Okay? The ein lomar the Rashi is over dach malach adifa mishar malachot devi derabanan. V'hai him the alright to go kimo charisha uzriya the perish tishmetena meavodag mura aval kishkush lav malach gmurahi. Ela rotzel lomar dehave mi derabanan. Don't say that he thinks they're usher, but not as usher, but they're still malacha, because, and bimedayek that from, right, that that's what he means, right? That's not what it sounds like, right? He says, don't say it's just derabbanan, right? Why? Because he says, if it was just derabbanan, he would have said, d'oraisa derabbanan. What does he say? Right, so he says, possibility one is that he means derabbanan, right? But he says it can't be that he means Darabanan, because then what should he have said? Darabanan. He doesn't. He says Avoda Gemura and Eino Gemura, right? That there's the things that are fully Usur or fully Malacha, and then there are things which are less. But that implies that they're on some sort of.
There's some sort of Madrega within.
Correct. So again, you could just answer it and say, I don't really care. It's fine. It's an Asmachta. You could always do that. And I'm sure others do. But the Maharal isn't willing to do that because he said that's not a great read of Rashi. And therefore, he says, oh, very good. He says, this is Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim. So what is Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim? So,
it was open for interpretation.
So Rav Asher Weiss argues that Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim is used in cases where it's more than that, where the rabbis are the ones, the way he puts it is like this. There's three types of ways the rabbis can be involved in halacha. There is interpretation of biblical law, right? That's straight d'oraisa. There's legislation, which is straight d'rabbanan. Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim is where the Torah sets out a principle and lets the rabbis legislate the details. So they are rabbinic legislation of a biblical overarching principle. Right, and therefore it takes on a middle status, right? That's what Rav Asher Weiss calls Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim. We've seen somebody else another model that is similar to that, and that was the strong view of Asmachta, right? The Ritva-esque view of Asmachta, which is these are Jarabanans, but they are hinted in the Torah. And therefore, they're derabanan, but they really are somehow in the Torah, right? They are a revelation of God's will, right? So what the Maharal basically does is say that Rashi works if you take that type of model. To say pure derabanan, if it was just d'oraisa versus derabanan, Rashi should have clarified and not said avoda gemura and avoda sheina gemura, which implies that there's some biblical...
It still implies the biblical, either
so,
way.
Well, it's not. Meaning, what by saying Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim means it's an asmachta, right? Meaning it's dirabanan, not asmachta. It's not what the pasuk really means, but the rabbis had the right to actually formulate what the psukim should mean, and therefore they take on some sort of middle status. And the Ritva's asmachta would say, even if it is dirabanan, it's not wrong to say that the Torah at some level meant it.
So the Ritva doesn't even say that.
Remember? Right, I mean, that was right what the Ritva said. Now, admittedly, right, that's not what Rashi thinks Asmachta means, right? And therefore, it is hard to actually say something like this within Rashi. But, so again, within Rashi, your options are either to say he doesn't mean it, right? He thinks it's, or he does mean it, and he needs to figure out how it is there. One possibility is to say this Masar HaKatuv L'Chachamim / Asmachta, right? That the rabbis in certain contexts can actually somehow formulate the biblical law, and therefore it's not wrong for it to be placed in the biblical context, right? Of course, a version of that is going to be it's an Aseh, and therefore attaching it to the Pasuk is also only an Asmachta, but it really is Asher Midaraisa, so it's right to be framed there, right? But that's basically what the Maharal tries to do, is run away from the possibility that Rashi didn't mean it at all, right? That it's pure derabanan with no connection to the psukim, and he's just hanging it on the word, right? The Maharal isn't willing to accept that's what Rashi means here, and therefore he's mechadesh mivnei Torah masran lachachamim eizam melacha asurav eizam melacha muteret. The chachamim gave the sages the power to define what's asur and what's muter,
So it is derabanan, right? But it nevertheless has an anchor in unitashta.
Can you just like say that right? Whatever you want to say?
We say this pretty uncommonly, but he's sort of forced into a corner because the alternative is to say Rashi isn't serious about this at all, right? So it's derabanan, right? He says it is derabanan, but it's nevertheless legitimate for Rashi to say, right, that it is what nitashta means, because of this, because of this slight. How should we say it? Because of the slight flexibility in terms of... no, it's not flexibility. Any type of Masar L'Kadalcham Asmachta is going to tell you that even if it's Darabbanan, it's not wrong to say that... The word in the Pasuk somehow does mean this. Right? That's basically what he's trying to get at, which is... If you really took this as straight Darabanan, which, again, you can. The problem with taking this straight Darabanan is just that it doesn't seem to be right.
So, clarify a little bit more. The word in the Pasuk could mean a bunch of different things, but the Rabbanan dictate what they say it should mean, and therefore it does... It does mean that that's the meaning that we follow, and therefore it's a legitimate read of the pasuk, we can say that it's like that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Now the Mizrahi, doesn't necessarily go this far. The Mizrahi raises a bunch of possibilities. I'm just telling you, right? That the Mizrahi says, well, maybe he really does mean it's derabanan. Right? Meaning, you could just say that he means Darabanan. Okay, so why did he write it this way? I don't know. And he says, alternatively, he may have had a different source that said this, right? It could be that maybe it doesn't mean al-halacha, but maybe he had a sifrei, or midrash halacha, which actually had this girsa, in which case he's just following that, and then either the sifrei argues in the Gemara, or the sifrei suggested an asmachta, and that's not crazy, right? For Rashi to quote a midrash halacha, even if the midrash halacha is just an asmachta, for Rashi to quote that, that's not crazy, right? So again, you could go in different directions. Okay, right, so what do we have so far? We'll come back to this, right? But... Right, so now what do we have? Right, so we have, what is the status, right? Status of, the non-avo, right? Right, let's, besides from Batira and Zemira, right? Okay. So possibility one is, simple pshat of the Gemara, straight derabbanan. Right? Possibility two, which is, and this is like how the Ramban seems to take it, right? Mizrahi, right?
Possibility two.
But the Gerarie says, yeah, exactly. It's either Masar HaKatuv, Lachachamim, right? Or we could add, right? Right, the Ritvaz, right? Right, Ritvaz. Right, but either way, this is saying that it's essentially the Rabbanan, right, but has an anchor in the Psukim. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Rambam. The Rambam. Now, if you thought Rashi was hard, well, okay. Rambam. Mitzvah aseh lishvot me'avodat ha'aretz v'avodat eilan v'shnah shvi'i. There is a positive commandment to rest from agricultural work during Shemitah, Shneimar v'shafta ha'aretz Shabbat la'Hashem, v'nemar b'charish v'katzir tishbot.
V'chol ha'oseh melacha me'avodat ha'aretz, o ha'ilanot b'shana zu, b'tel mitzvah taseh v'avara lo taseh. And anyone who does melacha during, right, agricultural melacha violates an aseh and a lo taseh. Shenemar, sadcha lo tizra v'karmecha lo tizmor. Okay? So halacha one is, he introduces melacha. Melacha, your chayv an aseh and a lo taseh. The lo taseh is...
Low, whatever,
right? And the assay is?
Tishbot.
Right, all that stuff, right? Good, that's halacha aleph. Halacha bet. Eino lokem in a Torah el azriyav el azmirav el aksirav el abetzirav echad akerem echad torah el anot. You don't get malkut except for Zriya, Zmira, Ktira, and Betira. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Uzmira Bechlal Zriya, Ubetira Bechlal Ktira. Zmira is a subsection of Zriya, Ktira is a subsection of Ktira. Velama Pirtana Katuv. So we already read this Rambam. Lomracha Shtei Talodud Elush Bilvach Uchayev. That only for these are Uchayev. Well, Shara Talado Shavodud Aretz, Im Shara Avot, Shalom Barjavin Ezeh, Eino Loka Alehen. But all the other talodot, you don't get malkut. I'll makan oto makan marzu. You get rabbinic malkut. Okay, what's the problem?
Well, first off, why do we make a distinction between these
talodot? So right. So as we said, so these are mentioned in the Torah.
Right. Yeah. But like,
right. Maybe they're more primary. I don't know. Hard to tell. Right. But let's just parse his words. Right. So let's try to parse his words. Okay, what does he say? So, what categories does the Rambam have? He has Zriya, and he has Ketzira. Those are Avot, which are Aser, Midaraita. He has Zriya, so he has Bitzira, and Zmira, which are Talodot, which are Aser, Midaraita. Okay, then the rest of the Talada, what should he say?
They're
Durabanan. What does he say?
Ain
Lokan Alayhan. You don't get Malkut on them, you get Rabbinic Malkut. Now, what is Ain Lokan Alayhan?
Ain Lokan with mean.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's not Midaraita.
Either means it's Durabanan or it's
Midaraita without Malkut.
Without Malkut. Good. And what would that mean? Why would that be the true case?
Because there was a sage.
No, a lotus sage would have a would have
because it's still an expansion.
Maybe it's an aseh.
Right? Maybe it's a lav shebechlolo. What's a lav shebechlolo?
A lav that's just a lav.
A lav, lav shebechlolo is a lav that is not specific. Right? A law that has multiple things under it where it's us or me, the right, we don't get malchut. What? Yeah, meaning. Or like multiple things are learned from one pasuk, so it's us or me, the right, but it's a law shabachlala, so it doesn't get malchut. Now, what does the Rambam mean? Right? Now it gets more complicated. Look at the next four halacha, right? Let's keep that in mind. And then he says, starting halacha zayin, sokrin, now he goes through all the malachot derabanan, right? Sokrin et ha'ilan besikra. You can make a red mark on, or you can like paint it, the tree. V'toan into v'anin, then you put rocks on it, which like helps the juices flow in the right direction.
Wait, is painting the tree a form of taking care of it?
Yeah. The odra in Tachan Lekfanim, you can do idur, whatever idur means, right? Some sort of plowing. Okay. Vamekashkesh bizetim im lavar elan asur vim listom et apetim im mutter. Right? So now he says that on these derabanan, or at least in these actions, what are they? They're mutter, but only
if it's for keeping them alive.
Good. Right? So he seems to, as we'll see, think that Ivruye Ukme is only on
derabanan.
Okay, halacha chet maskin b'nash lachem in shviyed is right. He talks about watering, right? Halacha tet Osim osim ugiyot lefanim. You can make the ugiyot. That's also the water of things. Right? Halacha yod, he says, what's the principle? Umibnei mahitiru kol eila. Why are all these mutter? She'im lo yashke. Because if you don't water it, taseha aretz melecha v'yamut kol eitz sheba. Because if you don't, this, the land will, yeah, will be destroyed. Right? V'hoil v'isur hadvarim ha'ilu chayotem medivreihem. And since these are derabanan, lo gazru al elu. So we didn't forbid it. Ela she'ein asr min ha'tara otan sh'tei avot v'sh'tei taladot shalem k'mo shebe'arne. Because the only thing that's asr min ha'tara is those two avot and those two taladot. So based on this, what does it sound like?
That's a
what does the Rambam think about anything that isn't those four?
Derabanan.
Right? So this halacha sounds like it's derabanan.
Yeah.
Right? However, what did he sound like in the previous halacha? Not clear. So Rucham kind of asks note to this problem, and he says, "Midi katav rabbeinu eno loke." Right? In the first halacha, he says eno loke. The loke of eno asur. He doesn't say it's not asur. Mash megedat maran the charish and tiyar asur midoraita. It sounds like charish and tiyar asur midoraita. Elashein olein malkut. Right? That charish according to everybody, nitiyah according to everybody is asur midoraita, but without malkut. Amnam lekaman alachayot katav shein asur mina torah loten shtei avot ushtei taladot. Right? But later on, it sounds like he thinks that anything which is in the four, the two and two, is derabana. So he says, don't worry about it. And he says, the derabanan is only for what? Halacha zayin and on, which are all the malachot that are mutter, lu'ukme and not levruye. But charisha and netiya
are always
aser midaraisa, but without malchus. Right?
But we still haven't established.
Good. So what do we have? So this is Chaim Kanievsky within the Rambam, right? Within the Rambam says, this is how he understands it. So it's 2 + 2 is Malkut. Okay? Harisha and Nitya de Oraisa without Malkus, we have to explain why, right? And then the rest are
Derabanan. It doesn't make sense though, because why would the line of where he says Derabanan be going all the way back to the beginning if it's not including everything from the beginning to the end?
I mean, because he just says, right? According to the way Rucham Ganevsky reads it, is he says, don't worry about it. Right? Because look, at meaning Kol Eila, just where does Kol Eila go to, right? Meaning the discussion in Halacha Aleph to Gimel sounds different than that in Zion to Yud. Remember, there's three Halacha in between, right?
Right. But it's still going back to the beginning because it's saying that those two are Deraisa.
No, what?
It's still going back to the first halacha. The end of the line.
Oh, right. So the problem is that, so Josh says, what's the problem? The problem is that last line, right, which is, it sounds like categorically not that this isn't in Logan, but is, right, that it's not Midaraisa.
Yeah.
Right, so, but Josh, right? So Josh, we'll see if Josh has any takers, right? Josh says, no. 2 + 2, Doraisa.
Can we use the answer at the Malvum?
Right? And the rest is?
And then we can use the answer at the Malvum gave, possibly, to explain it, no?
Josh within the Rambam. Right?
Can you use the instant amalgam gave to explain why final is?
Meaning what?
It's like it makes it sound like it's a.
With the essay issue? Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting. So look. Very good. So who's going to say that? Aruch HaShulchan. Or the Aruch HaShulchan is going to say, wait, wait. He's going to take a compromise position. He's going to say something like Ruchem Kanievsky, but in a way that actually works with the words, the way Josh says. And that is, what does the Rambam mean that is, right, not De'oraisa? He means there's no lav De'oraisa.
Yeah.
Right? There's no lav De'oraisa. No, not a smachta. That's a different shot. He says, so what, look what he says. Okay, so watch what happens, right? Ruchaim Kanievsky, let's say that this is either an essay or something like that, but that's only going on what? Harisha
and
Atiyah. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan says, no.
Wait, who's the orange?
No. That was just as a possibility, fine. Right, this, the Aruch HaShulchan says, 2 + 2, D'oraisa. All the others, all of them, even the D'rabbanans are D'oraisa.
Even the,
all of them.
So,
all of them. Watch.
And the fact.
Well, watch.
Okay.
The Yerali Da'avagav the Malkut like a rock, but Elu Arba Melachot. Even though you don't get Malkut for these four, we call Malkut Israel Zayish Bechala Melachot. All of them. And who is that similar to? It's the Gur Aryeh and steroids. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's the Gur Aryeh and steroids. Right? It's not that. They are fundamentally the Rabbanim, but they have an anchor in the Psukim. It's that it's totally legitimate to put them in the Psukim because they're there, just as an Asay. Right? Daver Bikra, the Vishaft Aret Nichlu Kol HaMelachot. He says in the words, Vishaft Aret, all Melachot are included. Vizesh Amru Kra, this cross Machlam Alma. So he says, what did the Gemara mean when it said it, the Kra isn't only in a Smachta? Doesn't the Smachta mean the Rabbanan? He said, no. It means that it's not a lav. And therefore, reading it as a lav into the pasuk is not pshat. V'zem asher yivetor ha'konim l'lavin. V'einach v'shem b'r d'abonon asur en el shmi d'abonon yesh gam isur lav. What it means is that there, all the other malachot are an asay plus a lav.
Yeah, okay, but we would still have to
okay.
Go through each one of the
Malachot. Now, if we, let's take a step back for a second. Okay, let's do see one more Shita, okay? And then take a step back and see what this tells us, okay? What's the problem with this? What's the problem with this? What's the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan?
It literally says in the Rambam that it's not.
Okay, so first of all, in the Rambam, it sounds hard because it sounds like it's not D'oraita. There's a halachically there's a problem with the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is this formulation makes it very hard to explain
that
why Leukme versus Ifruye, right? If everything is Daraisa, why is there a distinction, right?
Right.
So there's a way of tweaking. There's a way of tweaking the Aruch HaShulchan, right?
So the assay is
5b. Which will solve this problem. What's the way of tweaking the Aruch HaShulchan that will solve that problem? And here I'm looking at Josh. No one else. I'm looking at Josh. Nobody else. Josh should not forget this because I did it with him last week. You were also there. But, you know, Shlomo and Josh can both say it.
Last week?
Parsha. Your Parsha Dvar Torah, which I built on for my Parsha Dvar Torah.
The idea of like a Shviyistik type of thing.
Shabbistik, very good. The Shviyistik Shabbistik, very good, is Rav Kook. Rav Kook says, well, what is the assay? The assay is Shabbaton-like. And what is Shabbaton, according to the Ritva, according to the Ramban? It's a special type of an assay. What type of assay is it?
The keep this for Shabbos.
And what? But what's its nature? So let's go through the background here. The Ramban says that in addition to Malacha, there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa called Shabbaton, which is make Shabbos Shabbos Day.
Okay.
Okay. Problem. The Ritva says, well, many of the things that the Ramban says are Asr Midoraisa for Shabbaton are Asr Midrabanan. Like the Ramban says, it's Asr to do business on Shabbos because of Shabbaton.
Okay.
Problem. The Gemara says, why can't you do business?
Because
Zera Shem Yechtov, you might write. So which is it? Is it Daraisa or is it Darabanan? The Ritva says, it depends. If you do it once, then it's only Midrabanan. If you do it all the time and therefore ruin Shabbos, now there are two formulations. Either you do the same malacha over, or you do all the derabanans, right, thereby ruining Shabbos, it's daraisa. So what does Rav Kook come and explain? How could it be that Lukmei Luv Ruye is mutter if all those malachot are in asik daraisa? Because the Ritva, according to the Ramban, which is Shabbaton-like, which is it's an asay. If done always, but once, right? Once would be
a lot there,
would be derabanan only in the rules of, and then Chazal set up the rules for when you can do it once, and that's so the piece that I read you from Rav Kook.
So we get right to do all the others once.
Good, exactly. So look at the next line, Shabbat Aretz, right?
He says, this can't
be, right? Now, right, this is 5B. It's not that he's agreeing with the Rosh Hashulchan. How do I know? Because he says, like Josh, that's not what it sounds like. It says it's not usher. So he says, but I still want to say it's usher. So how am I going to say it's usher? He said, it's usher, but in a totally radically different way than everything else. Namely, all the other ones really only derabana, but that zeudaf game osib derech akrai b'shviat. That's only if you do it once in a while. Az ein kan be'ilat talodot ela isur derabana. Then they're derabana. Avalam asa b'shviat b'kviut avodat haaretz kedarko b'chol hashanim. If you do it all the time, you just work the way you work during the rest of the year, other years, even though you spend all the time at derabanans, over al mitzvah asay de shvita, you violate the biblical of shvita. That the Isser Torah kavana da brayta shniyah shlo pirta pirta melachot kol kol melachah shebezat chay v'kol melachah shebekarmecha. Now he has a different interpretation. That second brayta in the Gemara, right? With all of that, the Gemara says in asmachta. What did it mean asmachta? It only meant asmachta in the sense that if you do one each of these once, it's not an iser. But it meant that the value behind it is d'oraita. And if you spend shmita doing all of these acts and therefore basically work in the field,
okay,
it's d'oraita. Shlo pir debrit ala, fine. Hi al klalot ashvita shel kol hashana shamivatla legamrei bekviyut afil betol derabanan. If you nullify the spirit of the day,
even Lavray.
Yes. Good. So now, if you're lost,
what's considered?
Are you lost yet?
So,
so remember page. So just turn to page 5. One of the reasons I gave you the Moreno is that what's one of the very things that's nice about the Moreno?
Very organized.
Is that every few pages it gives you a summary of where we are. Until now.
How often is it for it to become a deraisa level?
That's hard to figure out, right?
Also, are we going to be going through each thing for like all the malachos and seeing why they would think that the Torah holds that these in particular are major deraisa? Well, they why the Torah chose to mention these and like not mention these, whereas and the Rabbanon chose to implement it for understandable reasons. To make a geder for Shemitah, but like, why for some malachot in particular the Torah chose?
Let's pause here and reflect on what we've seen. Okay, let's review and reflect. Okay, ready? Okay, good.
Oh my God.
So,
what happened to you now?
Okay, so let's just reflect. Right. So what do we have? So we know We know that there are four things that are us midaraisa. So that the Gemara seems pretty clear about. Yes?
Yeah.
The question is that really all that's us? So possibility one,
yes. Yeah. Right? Yes.
Right? Is that 2 plus 2,
daraisa, everything else completely derabanan.
Thank you.
Right? Even though Shabbaton is based on Ramban, so let's say it's wrong. Right? Okay. Somebody says this.
Fine.
Problem is, well, let's start with the textual problems and the conceptual problems. Let's lay out the sheet.
Possibility two is everything's daraisa.
Sorry.
Only 2 plus 2 is daraisa. Everything else takes a middle ground and therefore is grounded in the psukim somehow, either through Mazar that Hazal have the ability to like formulate Torah law, or as a Ritvan Asmachta. God meant it, but not in an obligatory way. Okay?
That's the Gurariye.
Okay? Or this is the tweak, right? Based on the Ritvan Asmachta. Okay? Ruchai Kanievsky, noting the complexity in the Rambam, comes up with the following model, which is the 2 plus 2 are Asur Midaraisa with Malkus. Harish and the Midaraisa without Malkus. Why?
Doesn't explain, probably an essay, right? Or Lashon Kol, no?
And the rest.
Mamash derabana.
Okay? Arasash, Josh just says, no. 2 plus 2 derasa, rest derabana, like Ramba. Right? Arachat Shulchan says, the 2 plus 2 are derasa. The others are in asay plus a lav derabana. And Rukok says, everything else has the potential to be derasa. If you violate it once, it's derabana. If you make a lifestyle of it, right? Meaning you spend all of Shemitah involved in agricultural work, but you only stick to watering and being makashkishin and being ma'adrin and makashkishin, whatever, makashkishin, right? Right? So then, now, what's the logic? As we talked, so now let's reflect. What's the logic to each of these, right? So, right? Oh, well, we can start at any point. Rav Kook has a beautiful logic, right? Rav Kook's logic goes like this. There are certain acts, as I understand it, there are certain acts which are so fundamental to agriculture, then doing them a single time is however you want to take Shemitah, shows that is expressing ownership over the land, right? Is violating the idea that the land should rest, right? Is violating the idea that you should rest, because if I plant during Shemitah, it's over,
yeah.
Right? It's over, right? I am not letting the land rest. I am not resting. I am not acknowledging that the land is God's. That's over. And then there are things that, if I do them once in a while, it doesn't. If I do it all the time, all those, right, this is what we talked about in Parsha last week, all those spirit of the law things, right, all the messages of Shemitah will be lost, right? So if, we haven't yet gotten to the details of Ukmei Levriye, right? But if I say that I'm only going to water when my plant is about to die, so, A, am I showing ownership? Yeah. Not really, because at a very simple level, what does Ukmei Levriye tell you? If my plant is going to die, right? So it's not just that I'm going to lose out during Shemitah. What am I going to lose out on? Next year. And I don't have to, because God is only making me do this for Shemitah. And therefore, there's a logic to them allowed to do certain basic things to keep it alive, right? So, for example, if I'm on vacation, right, if I check my email, like, you know, if let's say I'm on vacation this summer, right, okay? If, Ray Ginsburg said, you're on vacation, but, you know, just check in your email every few days, right? Just because, you know, in case things come up, to be on top of things, to make sure we know what tracks people are doing, things like that, right? Now that you know what we're doing, right? I'm still on vacation. I'm just like, even when you're on vacation, you need to sort of be in the loop. Because otherwise, right, it just makes coming back. But if he said, okay, you're on vacation, by which I mean you're not teaching, right, which is my primary job, and you're not recruiting, and you're not, right, arranging guest speakers. Those are the things I do. But I do need you to, approximately every hour, I'm going to be sending you an email with a question on, right? Then I'm not on vacation, right?
Right? There is a certain logic to saying, listen, if I had to come in and teach during the summer, then I would not be on vacation. If I have to answer an email po visham on the summer, I'm still on vacation. If I have to answer an email every hour, even though that's not really my job, I'm clearly on. Right? I'm clearly on. Right? That's essentially the logic of Rav Kook, right? Based on the Ramban. Okay? Now, versions of that appear in different places. So according to Rav Hasholchan, he would say, listen,
anything would make it not vacation anymore.
Right. So he seems to go farther, and he says, no. The most egregious violations are lavim. But doing anything agricultural
is a violation of
an asay. Right? Meaning, further than a real cook. It's not just that if I do it all the time, it ruins the spirit, but once in a while, no big deal. He says it is a big deal. It's not as big a deal as planting, and therefore it's not a lav. But it's also not resting. Right? Meaning he's saying it's not planting, but it's also not resting. That's what we call an asay and not the lav. Right? Now, what if you really say everything else is derabanan? What is your conception of right now? Both according to Rav Kook and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, I sort of get what Shemitah is, right? Shemitah is really resting from agriculture. Either the most extreme actions you can't do at all and everything else you could do once in a while, or the most extreme ones are so bad that they come to a lav and everything else is bad but not that bad, right? I get that conceptually. Gur Aryeh, you could also explain Rashi along these lines, somewhere along these lines, again on this continuum. Right, which is, listen, there's the things that God says, if you do this, it's over. And then there are things God tells you.
Just try to do this.
Right, try to make sure that that Shemitah, keep with the idea of Shemitah. I'm giving you a little bit of leeway in how you define that, right? And I expect you to come up with some model that will protect Shemitah. But once I've crossed off the big ones, I'm giving you a little bit of flexibility of how you make what you make Shemitah look like. Right? That's right. So Rav Kook, right, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gur Aryeh, conceptually, I think we could all say are on a similar spectrum.
Sure,
right? Yeah. What about the idea that everything else is just mutter, midaraisa? Or even this version of Kamkanevsky's, which is these two things are aser, these two plus two, Harisha and the Tia are deraisa without malchus, and the rest is totally derabanan. What's their logic here?
In different theories of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to come and say, listen, we have to tweak it. When we say you don't work during Shemitah, we don't do agricultural, we didn't mean that. Right? We meant, right, at the extreme, certain acts are primary agriculture, and God says don't do that. After that, they're not. Midaraisa, they're not. The rabbis wanted to expand Shemitah. That's called Derabanan. But Daraisa, no. Right? Now, why these? So there is a certain logic to it, right? Which is, if I plant, right? And we're going to see this a little bit later. Okay, so you could say according to the Chazon Ish, which is a little, I don't know. There are differences. God made decisions. You could just say Gzeirat HaKotav, God said certain things. But as we're going to see, there is a certain logic here. Right, which is, as we're going to see, certain people are going to highlight things like, I'm giving away certain things that people are going to say, but they said, listen, let's think planting. There's a planting season, right? How often a year do you plant? Let's say, once, twice, depending on the crop, right? So when you think of a farmer, right? Right, when you think of the primary activities, it's the ones you do once, twice a year and set in motion your farm, right? Like watering, right? Gardening, let's say, is different than farming, right? Like when I hire someone to plant my garden, right? Or I do it myself, right? That's one type of malacha, right? That's very different than maintenance, right? Yes, exactly. So certain people say that Okmei Ebuye actually points to a fundamental conceptual difference between these, which is the malachot that are the type of malachot that are done at one or two points during the year, right? I put in a lot of work and then I'm done. That's what we think of when we talk about agriculture. The other ones, which are more about maintenance,
even though you're technically making it to these
pets, exactly, right? So certain people, as we're going to see, are going to say, what is Ukmei versus Devruye? It's really saying there are certain types of melacha that when I think agriculture, I think the things I need to do to make a farm. Everything else is the things I do to maintain a farm. Those are just different, right? And during Shemitah, what you can't do is farm, right?
And planting is...
Planting is farming, right? Now, you will have to explain why Harisha and Neti are somewhere in between, right? But fundamentally, as we're going to see, certain people are going to use Ukmei and Avruye to basically explain these models, okay?
According to the
article, let's try to do one more page that we're up to Ukmei Uvruye tomorrow. Okay, so let me just quickly to sort of wrap it up. Right, we have this Brisa, right, which appears in different versions in different midrashim. Here's one version of it, right, which includes all those derabanans under Vishavta Haaretz, right, Vishavta Haaretz. I might have thought you can't even like dig to have a water pit. No, it's about agriculture. Right, so you have this, and it goes on, right? That all the derabanans get somehow read into the pasuk. Okay, like that's what we saw. The Gemara then said, sure, but that's an asmachta, right? So what then is the, so what, in the end of the day, what is that Bryce telling us? Is it really, right, this is really so the final part of this part of the puzzle, right? The final puzzle piece in this part of the puzzle, right? So what is in the Isser and what is not? So Tosfot says, Rashi says, anything that is bisadeh uvekerem, right? What's included in this pasuk is everything that is shebasev devish uvekerem, right? Which excludes kishkush v'idor umayim v'kareim v'ubayot she'enan b'shnehem, right? So therefore, Rashi says, look, there are certain things that get in the higher level of the asmachta, the things that are done in the field and for a tree, right? Sorry, in a vineyard, and then there are things that aren't. The things that are like done on a tree, let's say. Right? They're not in the field, they're on the tree. That is not. Tosfot says, similar to Rashi, the things that in my place they normally do in the field and in the vineyard, that's what gets under this Isser. Okay? The Ran, this is what I was saying before, the Ran says no. The difference between Doraisa and Darabanan is Mazriya Milchedet Perish Bahani Milacho Dilel Chashuvet Hain V'daylem Pamacha B'shana. The things that are Doraisa are the things which are Chashuv and are done once a year. Dumya Dizriyan Nintiyah Aval Kishkosh V'Shka'a, but watering Ditzricho Tadir that are the type of things by their nature need to be done all the time. Lo Mikri Avoda Chashuva Umutar Lasotan are therefore not Chashuv.
Pretty much.
So what if
they're often is okay?
What makes them not the primary malacha.
Meaning the fact that they're often.
The fact that they're often means that they're not this category.
And then
either you say they're totally mutar, right? Right? I mean, the Ran is giving an explanation for this, right? Right, which is the type of thing you need to do always is not chashuv. It's just not farming. It's maintenance. And therefore, it is not the melacha d'oraisa. Now, of course, according to, you could tweak it within Rav Kook and say, sure, the things that are maintenance, if I do it not so often, then it's fine. Right? Right? The Meiri says similarly, right? He says, right, the chashuv malacha are the type that it takes one shot. But the things that by definition need to be done all the time are never that chashuv. Right?
The Ritva has a third model, and now I know the board's not up from before. He says, so just to everything we've just seen till now draws a sharp distinction between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, even though Chol HaMoed was the source of the discussion. But remember, we said that there might be an answer if you thought that Shemitah was parallel. Who takes that one up? The Ritva. Because the Ritva says, the difference is, Elevadim is in Kipashta. The Afagav, we read the Toldog, Shar Vashka, Toloda, Chacham Vashar, Toldog, Dabar, Shir, Aved. What does he say? Shemitah is the exact same as Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Tircha plus Davar Avid. Right? Those are the factors. And the things that have Tircha are Aser, the things that don't have Tircha, and the Davar Avid are Mutter. And therefore, what we have is, right, to just sort of flesh it out, what is the criteria of the big Daraisas versus everything else? Rashi and Tosfos would say the things that are done besadeh uvekerem in the field and the vineyard, that is Daraisa. Everything else, derabanan. The Ran, which I think is much more fundamental, can explain the Rambam, right? This model here is the things that are Daraisa are the things that are done once or twice a year that are chashuv, that don't need to be done all the time because, right, that's how you farm. The things that need to be done all the time are just by definition, because it needed to be done all the time, are not chashuv, and therefore they are not that primary one. Now, either there is a derabanan, or there is a shabbaton, or whatever you want to say, but that's the difference between these malachot, right, the 2 plus 2, and everything else. And the Ritva says no. In addition to that, you have to think of tircha and davar aveh based on chol HaMoed. And I would just end with this, that the Ritva seems to be, I think it's more easy to understand conceptually if you remember that we did see some discussion all at the beginning of the year. How much is Shemitah about the land resting and how much is it about getting you to rest, right? The Ritva makes a lot more sense if you think, right, all these explanations are focusing on the field, right? That everything is defined in light of its agricultural impact. The Ritva makes more sense if you think that the resting is also about you resting, right? And that's the focus. In that perspective, and especially the Tamei Mitzvot who said Shemitah is about you learning for the year or something like that, that makes a lot more sense that a relevant category would be how hard is it for you.
And what more consistent would be the Daraisa, whereas the once a year?
Not necessarily, right? Because, well, what he says is that, no, it's the things that are Tolodot, that you need, that if you don't do them, they'll be an aved, davar aved, and they're not too strenuous. Right? Okay. Meaning watering
so
a little
so
bit.
There are two factors for
exactly,
that.
Just like in Chol HaMoed.
For the field, and also what takes more.
Exactly. Okay, good. Okay. So that, all of this background leads us to understand tomorrow the basic principles of Ukmei versus Bereah.
Don't worry.
Okay. And what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to do the basics of Ukmei Vruyei, but here, here what I want you to do is I want you to see sort of the background to basic Shita and Ukmei and Vruyei. How do you want to do this? Do you want to sort of go through the sugya and then come back and say, okay, is the Yerushalmi saying the same thing? Because these sources sort of go back a little bit back and forth. You know, let's set out the principles, right? And then I want you to understand the principles, and then when we finish this packet, we're going to go back to the Yerushalmi and see whether it fits, right? Okay. But this sort of leads us into Ukmei Vruyei.